Good morning, everybody. It's good to see each one of you. The Lord put on my heart today to share some things I thought about for some time. There's a lot of it, so I'm not going to put everything in today's message, but mainly I'll speak from Psalm 86. I'm going to read the first seven verses, Psalm 86. I'm reading from the New King James Version, so please forgive me if I'm going to stumble here and there. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. I want to talk about the day of my trouble. You see, we prepare for so many days in our lives. We expect some of them. We anticipate so many days. Wedding day, vacation day, so many other days, good events we look for. One thing that I don't think anybody plans for is I have on my calendar a trouble day. I'm going to look for trouble. It's my trouble day today. Well, we don't have that, right? I remember when we expected our child, both of them. My wife would prepare like months in advance, weeks in advance, days. Everything would be lined up and just, you know, it's just we anticipate that. We're looking for that day. We prepare for it. But the trouble day usually knocks on our door without appointment, without invitation. It's just, here I am. And I am not sure if that can be health or, you know, some difficult maybe situation. We go through so many crises we face every day. And some of us might even go today through such a day. David said in verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon you. And God spoke a few things from these verses, this psalm. Today I'm going to share just part of this. And I want to talk about, in the day of our trouble, first of all, our real condition is exposed. We can behave in a certain way, we act a certain way, until we are pushed into a stressful situation or something that's very unusual, and then what's inside us, that's what comes out. I think many of us have seen recently on the news the assassination that happened with the famous person in U.S. And what a lot of people found weird and like shocking was that most of people were reacted in shock and just looked towards whatever the shot came from. But there was a guy who just lifted up his hands and just celebrating that. And people were like, why? What is that? How do you do that? Like, just a person was shot. How you just react like that? And, I mean, like one of our daughters, when she's stressed, she's just laughing. I don't get it how people do that. I mean, we react differently. When under stress or nervous, you know, people react differently. But the thing is, we can behave so nicely, so okay, and everything looks okay until there's some pressure on us. And David was a person who faced so much trouble. We heard about him so much recently, and we just know that this man was involved both from within his family trouble, outside enemies problem, and he was going through a lots of problems. And he said, oh Lord, in the day of my trouble, I call upon you. I call upon you. And the first thing that I noticed in this psalm, in verse 1, when he talks about it, he says, Lord, please listen to me. Lord, hear me, Lord. And he says, for I am poor and needy. The day of trouble exposes the real condition we have. David said, Lord, I am poor and needy. David was a rich person. Not always. He did not start as a very rich person. He started as a shepherd. But later, he even, like, he was in different situations where he had to, like, ask for food for his men, for himself. He was not always, like, rich and everything was perfect. But when he died, we read that in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. He said, like, verse 3, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver. Gold and he had tons of gold and silver for the temple of my God. And then verse 28, he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. David died as a rich person and he had plenty. And we might think, because this psalm, we cannot put a timeline on it. We don't know when this happened. Was this before he was a king? Was this during where when he was as a king in Israel? We don't know the exact timeline for this psalm. So we might say, well, David was just maybe in trouble and he had nothing and he could not help but say, I'm poor and needy, Lord. That's not true. David, from a young age, he knew he was anointed as a king. He was chosen. He knew that. God sent Samuel to the prophet, and David knew he's the king of Israel. Even though Saul was there and trying to persecute him and just kill him, David knew he was a king. Can you just act more royal, David? You come before the Lord and say, Lord, I am poor and needy. You, a king of Israel, you who have money, who have power, you act like that? David was humble and he acknowledged his need before the Lord. He depended on the Lord. And I found another psalm where he talks in Psalm 40, for example. He was in trouble. And he saw himself dependent on the Lord, not when he was in need, but also when the prayers were answered. So we read in Psalm 40, for example, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my pay attention to the tense, it's to the past. God already did this. In verse 17, he concludes and says, but I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Brothers and sisters, this was a man who was not just whenever, oh, I'm sick, I need you, Lord. Lord, I'm in trouble, I need money. Lord, please help me. Lord, my son is looking after me to kill me. Lord, I have enemies, please help me. He said, God answered all my prayers. And he says, Lord, I am poor and needy before you. The trouble day when it comes, whenever these problems come on us and we go through these troubles in life, they are meant to expose our condition, and it is supposed to be our dependence on God, regardless if it's a good day or a bad day, if we're poor or rich, healthy, we're sick. It has to expose that dependence we have on the Lord. It's easy for God to bless us and to answer a problem we have, a request we have. But it's easy to God to bless a person, but it's very difficult to keep that person humble. God can bless us. God can use us mightily. God can answer prayers. But David says, Lord, even though you answer my prayers, Lord, I am poor and needy before you. That's a condition that we have to have, not necessarily physically, but spiritually before the Lord. Just a few minutes ago, we were singing, Lord, I need you. Every week, I need you. Is that what we said?
Every hour,
I need you. I wish somewhere in that song they put like, you know, something related to the breath. Like every second I breathe, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. That was what David was in that situation. God, oh Lord, in my troubled day, I need you, Lord. Not just in my troubled day, every day I need you. We all know the Sermon on the Mountain when Jesus was preaching. The multitudes were there, disciples were there. In Matthew chapter 5, we read that Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, pay attention to the first blessing, he said. Does anybody remember what was the first one he said? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus wanted to bless people and preach a sermon that some people say, this is the highlight, the best sermon that Jesus ever spoke. He talks about so many things there. Yet he starts with the first one. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. When we are before the Lord, we recognize that we depend on him. And he said, without me, you can do nothing, regardless of the season of your life. Just like a tree, the branch that's attached to the tree, it depends. It's winter, summer, whatever the season, it depends for its life to be attached to the tree, to stay alive during the seasons of life. We need God every hour, every second in our life. We need him. Paul said, in Philippians chapter 4, we know these verses so many times you heard them. Philippians 4, verses 12 to 13. I know what is to be in need, and I know what is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. In the day of trouble, Paul was exposed and he said, I have learned to depend on Christ and I can do everything through him. And Paul is talking here not just about the bad days, about, oh, well, I'm hungry. When I am in need, I can do all things because God strengthens me. Most of the time, we hear this verse refer to the trouble we go through. But Paul says also, in the plenty, when I have a lot of things, I need God to help me to be poor in my spirit and dependent on him. I want to be personal and honest with you. I try to get my health better. I try to get myself in better shape. And I'll tell you what, with God's grace, I had moments where I got so much better. I lost weight. I felt physically better. And in the time of need, we are more, is that the word prune? Like more tended to ask God for help, like we more like realize, hey, Lord, please help me, Lord, help, I need you, Lord. But the moment we lose weight, we look good. Why is it that it's easier maybe to boast about it, post on Facebook maybe, or like, you know, hey, you know, like we feel so more confident, more so, you know, like, hey, Paul said, no. I can do through Christ when I have plenty. I don't want my mind to go away and say, Lord, I got it now. Just leave me alone. The day of trouble, brothers and sisters, exposes. And day of trouble is not just the bad days. Any day or anything that separates us from God is a bad day. Because it disconnects us from God. It can be a problem or it can be something good, a blessing. A good thing that can separate us from God. And David was praying, say, Lord, please, I am poor and needy. I need you, Lord. I need you. We are blessed in this country. We have so many things we're grateful for. We thank God for this. But my prayer, my request is like, do we need God? Do we see that urgent need to depend on Him in the days of the when we discourage, but also when God is blessing us, when maybe you don't have so many problems, do you pray and say, Lord, please help me to be poor in spirit. Dependent on you, Lord, always. There's a very interesting prayer. I'm not sure if you prayed any time this prayer. It's actually the single prayer, the only prayer in Book of Proverbs. And the wise man said in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9, he says, two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. When is the last time we prayed that prayer? It's in the Book of Proverbs. Lord, don't give me too much, Lord. And the reason was, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. That's a very interesting prayer to pray. Lord, I don't need too much. I don't need too little, Lord. I don't want to dishonor your name. Lord, just provide my daily bread. Lord, help me to depend on you. That's a very balanced and good prayer to pray, because in those moments when we have plenty, it's very easy to forget the Lord. It's very easy to neglect the Lord. It's very easy when we are successful. Remember, brothers and sisters, when we're going to stand before God, it's not going to be just people who are so oppressed, coming from poor countries saying, Lord, it was just too difficult for us to follow you. There's going to be a group of people, successful people, not just financially, but also like they did miracles. They were just preaching for the Lord. They say, Lord, we cast out demons for you. Lord, we did this, all these great things. And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Because it's very hard in that day of success to stay humble and depend on the Lord. Like David said, Lord, I need you, Lord. I am poor in need. I depend on you. There are two ways to get something out of a person. You know, if you want to know what's inside a person, somebody said, give that person money and power, and you will see what's inside. There are two ways you can see what's inside a person. You can either persecute, like apply pain to that person. So pain or pay, money or suffering. That will just squeeze you. And whatever it's inside will come out. Either the suffering, we all are blessed by the testimony of so many people, even from Romania. I'm sure you heard about Richard Wurmbrand, one of the pastors who were persecuted for Christ. And he was physically, he had those signs of persecution. And as far as they tried in the communist Romania to make this man deny Christ, and just they tried different tactics. Like, they told lies to his wife that he died, now you can remarry. They told lies to him that your wife died, or whatever, she remarried some other person. They just were trying to make this man just deny Christ. As much as they tried, they never succeed that. They never succeed that, because this man is like, you try to take like a piece of straw, just apply it to this metal right here. Try to break it. You cannot even bend it, because it's applied here. When we are attached to Christ, like Paul says, I can do all things, not because I'm mighty and strong, because Christ is in me. Because that's the power that helps me. That's what happened to these people. They were next to Christ and nobody could break them. But also, there's another strategy, and that's when there's like money. And people for money can do so many other things. People just react in so many things. And even Jesus was tempted like that. We read in Matthew chapter 4, when Satan came and told him, you know, everything that you see is going to be yours. Just bow down before me and worship me. In the day of trouble, we are tested, and whatever it's inside will come outside. I forgot who said it, but They say, like, I find that Christian, some old saint said that, I find that Christians are so different. The theology is different. There's so many groups. They think so differently. But there is one thing they all in common. They all love money. That's sad. That's painful. But it's a reality. I struggle with the love of money. I live like you in this world. And I had to choose between having more money or having a more balanced life. I work as a truck driver. I could buy my own truck. There is a reason I did not buy my own truck. There's a reason I chose to work a certain route and not just go do other things. There's a value, like a balance. In the day of trouble, we are tested. And God is looking at us. What are we going to choose? What are we going to do? Not just the pain, not just the suffering, but also the success can be as harmful if we're not careful with that. I remember listening to, we're watching documentary movies. I'm fascinated by the spy, like these Soviet spies, how they came into U.S. and, you know, other things, how they worked. And it's interesting how far people go and how they work and how clever they are. So one of the things I heard is they try so much to mix into the local culture. So nobody, like even the accent, I mean, you never would doubt that I'm a Romanian, right? By my accent. Well, Russian is even worse. My mother, or, you know, there's a strong accent because of the letters and how they read and all that stuff. It's very hard to get rid of that. So these spies, when they come to, for example, to America, they try to blend in so nobody can suspect them. They are foreigners. And whenever they live for years, and they just, you know, they live as regular people. They come with a made up story somehow that, you know, they were born or something and in this country where they come from, Canada or somewhere else, and they just blend in. The problem is that whenever they are faced, for example, when mothers, these women, when they are pregnant and they have to deliver the baby, many of them, they refuse to have these anesthesia or, like, you know, applied, because they're not controlling the situation. And in pain, instead of crying, like crying out, like mom in Russia, usually you cry whenever it's a hard thing, you say mama. And whenever you're in very deep pain and you are just squeezed in and there's like physical pain, everything, in that moment, what's inside is going to come outside of you. And when David was in trouble, when the situation, when the people around him were just trying to kill him, and he knew that, Lord, I'm hungry, I'm just surrounded by enemies, and it's so difficult, when they squeezed him, what came out of David was, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. The trouble, they exposed what was inside. In Book of Proverbs, it's one of my favorite verses, chapter 24, verse 10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity or trouble day, your strength is small. Now the trouble is too big. Nothing could stop Jesus. Nothing could stop men of God, because God overcame the world and He gave us the Holy Spirit. But this verse says, if you faint, if you just become weak in the day of trouble, not the trouble is too big, because God is not going to tempt us beyond our abilities. But the Bible says, if you are just slow, if you just find yourself, you just react in anger, you just go and just do things they're not supposed to do, it's not that the situation is too big, it's the strength is too small. And I want to underline, your strength, the Bible says, is too small. Your strength is too small. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he said, Jesus told him, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength, Jesus said. Do you see the difference? If you faint in the day of trouble, your strength is small. And God says, now, please take my strength, my grace upon you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul was not successful, was not victorious because of his own strength. He would fail with his own strength, just like we do. He said, the strength of God, the grace of Christ, the power of Christ is the one that helps me. I was driving my truck in Chicago. I remember today. It was in the airport area in Chicago. And I need to take the exit. It was a long, long line. You know those people who go and cut in front of everybody? Well, there's a person who comes and, you know, just cuts in front of me. Not just cuts in front of me, but also slows down so let other person come and just like a huge, other people go inside. In front of me. I wish I would say, I said, bless these people. I did not say that. The day of trouble squeezed me. And inside me was anger and frustration. And I used the horn to honk and all that. And thank God, that's powerful honks on horns on trucks. But they are for safety reasons, not for angry people. But immediately I realized I sinned. Immediately I realized, Lord, I'm not singing praises like Paul did in prison. Lord, I'm not singing praises like Jesus before going to Gethsemane. I'm just reacting in anger. I was not poor and needy. I was powerful. I was not like David. Lord, I'm poor and needy. Tell me what to do. Lord, give me direction. What to do, Lord? I acted as why they do this, and it's rude to do that, but I don't know the situation. Some people are just maybe an emergency where other people are just, just behave like that. But I was exposed in that moment, and I repented, and I said, Lord, would you please send me another driver? I'll let him in. And I slowed down just a little bit to make more room, and I look in my mirrors. Nobody's showing up. A long line behind me. Nobody's showing up. And the Lord taught me a lesson. He's not testing me when I ask Him to. Remember the trouble days? They don't come with appointments. They just come like that teacher. You know, all of us probably had that teacher who came to class and said, well, take a blank paper. We have a test today. You had no idea it's coming. And there are always some nerds happy because, yes, I learned, I can do it. And there's always stressful people who say, oops, no warning, no nothing. I remember as a kid, teenagers, you know, we want to be powerful, you know, muscle, and we try all this karate, you know, stuff. And one of the things we did was test the press, we say, like the stomach, you know. So we just, you know, we punch each other in the stomach. So we just go like, you know, like watch all these, like, you know, movies, superstar. I mean, we did not watch movies, but we saw this, like, you know, posters and stuff. So we are seven brothers. So we try like with each other. So the thing was like, you go super strong and just expect that punch and boom. And you just go like, see, I got it. You know, trials don't come like that. You don't expect them. You just start your day and there's a phone call. There's a test result or something and say, well, I got a bad news for you. Well, it might be a bad news for you, but not for God. It doesn't matter how hard people tried to squeeze out of Jesus some anger, some frustration. They even called him the Beelzebul. He never reacted in anger or in a sinful way. He blessed me. Even on the cross, he prayed for them. Because that's what was inside him. And he was always showing that towards people. The trouble day will come. We don't expect that. We don't look for that. But when it comes, if we are close to God, if we see ourselves dependent on him and say, Lord, unless you help me, I'm going to fail, Lord. Please, Lord. I remember nights where I say, Lord, just help me to fall asleep. Help me, Lord. I'm alone. I'm far away. Lord, I'm tempted. I'm tired. It's all this, Lord, just help me go through this. And God is looking from heaven and says, here's a poor, a needy David asking for help. I'm going to answer. That's what David said. Lord, for you will answer me. Verse 7. We just have to come before the Lord. Now, Lord, can you please prove all these people wrong? Just show me, Lord, how mighty I am, how strong I am. There's another way to resist all those press punches. Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says, take upon you the whole armor of God. Take now the armor of God upon you, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day or the troubled day. So you can resist in that day. Paul also says, verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I can go all day like this with my muscles, always ready for the punch, but I'm going to get tired. Paul says, I have a better option for you. Take the shield. The shield is made of metal, and you just put it in front of you, and you're going to have, you'll be always protected in the troubled day. The shield of faith, you're going to stay like that, ready, and you'll be protected because you believe God's word, because you walk in God's truth. That's what's going to help us to withstand. Also, I want to close with, in the day of trouble, it's not just that our need is exposed. David was in great need here, but also we see the balance in him. David in verse 2 says, preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. In other translation says, for I am godly. Or in Romanian it says, I am loved by you. David did not see just, oh, I'm poor and needy. Oh, what I'm going to do? Oh, God in heaven, please. I mean, I think I'm just a trouble for you. If you don't mind, can you please help me? David saw himself, he did not say, well, Lord, I'm kind of holy, kind of godly. Lord, I'm almost holy. He says, Lord, I am holy. Not because he said, well, I don't sin. It was, David was aware that he was a sinner. He was just saying, Lord, I'm connected to you. Lord, I am connected to you. So David knew that God is going to transfer to him his holiness, and his character is going to become his character, David's character. In verse 11, in this psalm, he says, teach me your ways, O Lord, I will walk in your truth. I will walk. So he was transformed in the day of trouble. David was balanced. He was not just saying, well, Lord, just answer my prayer. He said, Lord, I want to learn. I want to walk. I want to be balanced in my life, not just, seeing ourselves as poor and needy. We have to expect the power of Holy Spirit in our lives. There is a hunger and thirst, but God says, I will satisfy that soul who's hungry and thirsty. And God is looking for such people. He wants to bless us and he wants to help us to walk. Otherwise, we just have information. If you just tell me there's, something here, there's water right here. That's information. The moment I make the first step, I walk. That's obedience. And I walk towards that glass of water. That's what David says. Lord, I walk in your truth. Like I said, days of trouble, they are not coming with a 30-day notice, not even a 5-minute notice. But there's one thing we can do. We can be covered by God. And whatever day that day is, we are secured. So today, I'm not sure what it is that you go through. I know my life. I know my struggles. I know my fights, the needs that I have in my life. Today, I want to learn from David in the day of my trouble. I want to thank God for those days where he exposes me. In those days, I have to come to him and ask for more power. Say, Lord, I am poor and needy, Lord, before you. And you said that blessed are those people. Lord, I don't see the blessing in this. Lord, I just see that it's so hard for me. But Lord, help me also to be balanced. Like the tax collector who went to the temple to pray. And there was like this Pharisee right there praying like so proud and arrogant. No poor, no needy. Just said, Lord, I'm not like even this tax collector. Lord, you see how I behave. Lord, you see my tithing. You see what I do. Lord, there is no way you're not going to listen to me. God is not even listening to such people. It's actually against proud people. And here sits a man who's was beating his chest, said, Lord, have mercy on me, the sinner. And the Bible doesn't end there. The Bible says that this man went home righteously, considered righteous. Let's do that. Let's obey God. In the day of trouble, just run and say, Lord, it's cold outside. Weather is not a problem. Problem is I don't have clothing on me. Lord, give me clothing, Lord. Give me the grace. Give me the power. I want to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this message, for your word. Lord, I tried the best I could to share what you put in my heart, but I'm just a man. I ask for your power for all these people, Lord, for all of us. We are poor and needy, Lord. Sometimes we don't even realize how much we depend on you. But today we acknowledge, Lord, like David, even though he was a king, Lord, he saw you always as the source of his protection, the source of his joy, his peace, Lord. Help us always to look at you that same way, Lord. Help us, Lord, in time of need. Bless those who have a hard time, maybe today, Lord. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is, Lord, financially, whatever it is, Father, would you please help us always to watch you, Lord, to listen to you, and to walk in truth. Bless all of us, Lord, and help us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Give us, Lord, victory over sin. And help us, Lord, if in the day of trouble our strength is small, Lord, help us to realize the solution is not to get more of our strength, but Lord, to have your power, your strength, your grace in our lives. And we humbly ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.